BIR Radio is mainly an opinion paranormal talk show. All opinions, comments, or statement of facts expressed by BIR Radio's guests are strictly their own and do not represent or to be endorsed by BIR Radio, ASPRN, Paranormal Radio Network, and their affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, this is Barry Fitzgerald from Ghost Hunters International, and you're listening to Para Investigators Radio.
Welcome to PIR Radio. PIR Radio is sponsored by the Peach State Paranormal Society and www.hauntedtube.com. Let's now go get your paranormal radio experience with your hosts, Kurt Smith and Bill Horton.
Alrighty, welcome to edition, this is edition 103 of PIR Radio. Well, I can't believe we're that far into it, Bill, but you know what? It's been awesome. But don't forget, it's Monday, and you know it's PIR Radio time. As always, don't forget to all our lovely and awesome podcast listeners out there. I know you like to listen to the show on podcast, but check us out live one of these Monday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern time. All you have to do is type in http://www.pirradio.com and click the Pro tab. And come join us live. We've been having a couple giveaways lately, and you know, who knows, you might win some nice gifts or something. Or you might be able to hear me and Bill talk, you know. Sometimes we ramble, but do we know what we're talking about? No, not all the time. But we have fun. So if you can, check us out. Also, don't forget to check on the website. We have our new forum. We're going to get that fired up. We got everything all straightened away on the website now. We got it changed over. It looks awesome. Bill's the man. He's the rapper man, as I should say. But I have my host with me, Bill, from It's Always Snowy in Philadelphia with me. So how's it going, Bill?
Hey, it's rainy this week.
I know. We had rain. We had a thunderstorm last night. You know, I was thinking, okay, it's going to be, you know, it's raining and all that. But you know what I woke up to?
Sunshine.
Quarter inch of ice covering the car.
Oh, man. And you drove the school bus?
Yes, and then I had to go scrape the school bus, too.
Don't they have they should have people to do that for union guys.
Well, they should. Union. I knew you were
anyway.
Bring that up, but you know they should have done cold starts last night, but they didn't. They were texted too, but they said nah. So it took me an extra 30 minutes to get my bus de-iced.
Man. Well, I tell you, nothing. You know, the bad case manager that I am, all the cases are kaput. No new information, but we did go to a historic haunted location that Lori's on the board of to do a little video. We posted it on Haunted 2. It's a little introduction to us, but...
I saw that video.
You did? No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Lori gave me the link to it.
Oh, I hate it.
Lori's anyway. Like, look at me. I look so ugly, and I sound like I blah, 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 blah. I can't remember exactly the exact conversation.
So that was a late night. We were really getting tired, and...
You could have edited me in there somehow. You know, I could have sent you a video.
We could put you in the background. It's just a little... head or something.
There you go. You got to. I can send a photograph, and you can, you know, do a cutout or whatever.
It's funny. I had to cut it down because we had to be around 10 minutes, but it's 12 minutes.
It was 13 minutes long.
Don't remind me.
Hey, Bill, anyway. 13 minutes long.
But that's all that the paranormal's happening here.
But you know what we're going to do tonight? You know, we had Trish Ryan on last week, and we were supposed to give away a copy of her book, and no one replied to the contest, so the first person that pops into the chat room, other than me and Bill, will win the book. They're going to be surprised as heck. Or if they're probably having trouble getting in. Hopefully not. Bill, you're the website guy.
Yeah, I'm in.
I'm in, too. So the first person that pops in gets the book.
Awesome.
Is that fair?
Yes.
Alrighty. And we have a great show lined up tonight. As always, we have a great show. I mean... I love Mondays, but we have a special show tonight. Do you know who our guests are?
Gabby and Scott?
No.
Oh.
you got one right, and I guess you got the other one right, but it's Gabby and Vivian.
Last name correct. Oh, that cracked me up.
I was just reading from the screen. I did ask Kurt. Anyway.
I have it posted on the screen, too, Bill.
No, I read it.
Well, sometimes reading can be difficult, you know.
Well, it's nothing like remote reading would be, you know.
Nice. Nice. Good comeback.
I'm doing remote chat room.
Remote chat room. There's awesome. One for you.
Never heard that before. But yeah, we have Vivian and Gabby from BioSync Inc. on with us. So how's it going,
ladies? It's going well. Thank you so much for having us on. Okay. Very much appreciate it.
We're excited. We're excited. We can't wait to get you guys in the hot seat and grill you.
Nice. Well, just be prepared, because if you ask, we do tell.
That's what we like. We like that here on PAR Radio.
Amen, brother. It is the truth.
You should hear Bill on some of his rants, man. You know, and since we're on the internet, you know, there's no beep button here.
That's right. Oh, thanks for bringing that to my attention. Right.
But before we get started, as we always give the microphone to our guests to give out any website information, contact information, and we'll also do it at the end of the show. That way people, you know, if they forget at the beginning, they'll be able to get it back at the end of the show, too.
Nice. Perfect.
So you can give out your website, which we know you're having a little issue with today, but it'll be better tomorrow.
Yeah.
Any other way these guests can contact you?
It'll be healed tonight.
Yeah. Do you want us to tell now
now and later.
Yeah, okay. Now. It's www.biosynchealing.com, biosynchealing.com, and all of our information is on there. You can reach me at Vivian@biosynchealing.com or Gabby at biosynchealing.com. And our phone numbers are on there as well. Our Skype is on there, and pretty much everything's on there. But bear with us, because like Kurt said, that we had a little technical difficulty with our website. So it's live, but it's sad looking. But it will be back to its normal self tonight.
Not sad looking.
Thank you, Gabby.
Don't beat yourself up, because I love it. I love the color.
The roses are nice.
Yes.
Are they roses?
I like that. They are.
They're rose petals. Yeah. You know, it's just, I don't know. You know, sometimes I just get in one of those moods. And you know, I've learned over time, because I have a master's in IT. I'm a web developer and a SEO optimizer, search engine optimizer. So I've learned over time not to whack your, you know, current one just because you're in a mood to put, like, flowers up. You know, this would be a perfect example of why you don't whack the original.
This is true.
So I just have to point it back to the original, and then the flowers are bye-bye.
But the original was awesome.
Thank you.
Listen to that.
Brown and pink. Because we're girls. We have to give some sort of, you know,
quality
to our website.
Exactly. Personalize it.
That's right.
Hey, I have a question for you guys.
Okay.
Bring it on.
How did you guys end up getting started now? I know you...
You took my question, Bill. I'm just joking.
We have one of you guys is in Arkansas, and the other's in Georgia.
Oh, you said Arkansas, so I thought you said Kansas.
Oh. Where's that one at?
Arkansas and Virginia.
Virginia.
How did you guys get hooked up and get started with all this?
Well, that is a good question. But we're not telling. No, I'm just kidding. Basically, Gabby and I, we still do work at a company that I'm not going to say on the air, but it's a Fortune 100 company for the spiritually inclined, I'll say. And we met through there, and as we've been building our company, or companies plural, we've basically developed an understanding of each other's skill sets, and we've just moved forward from there. So, to be honest with you, we met at work, but it has been a very interesting journey thus far.
Right.
That's awesome.
Right. Yeah, because you just never know, like, what's going to change. You know, like, tomorrow we could be doing, like, automotive repair, you know, so. But today we're not. Today we are doing remote healing.
No.
So we're going to run down the list of this Fortune 100, and you guys just... No, just kidding.
No, what?
Well, if you have any psychic ability, read my mind right now.
I have no psychic ability. You're asking the wrong person. And we have a winner in the contest.
You guys work for Kellogg's. Are they Portuguese?
No, but that's a good guess.
Oh, okay.
It is a
but that's a big negative.
Hey, I got to interject real quick. Oh, we had a winner, but now we have a loser. They came and gone, so that doesn't count as a winner. Sorry.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
They were in and out real quick.
They were the basic enemies of themselves.
But, you know, with BioSync Keelan, and how long has BioSync Keelan been, how long have you guys had that going? How long have you guys?
A little over 2 years, Gabby.
Well, we were doing other things, and then we took the other things and made it BioSync Healing. So it's been about a year that we've been calling it BioSync Healing.
Good point.
But we have been working together for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what is BioSync Healing? What can a person, you know, get from BioSync Healing? What types of are you guys like spiritual readers?
Sort of. Yeah, I mean, we definitely do spiritual readings for sure. We focus a lot on energy levels and
mm-hmm.
helping people kind of bridge the gap between the conscious mind and spiritual reality.
Exactly. So basically what we do is we help them to realize their consciousness, realize their God, whether it may be, you know, Buddha, God, whomever, and then bring that to their own reality, find themselves, find peace, find the truth is what it is, find the truth. And we use a lot of different measures to do that. You know, we use a lot of different tools. And, like, for example, today I did a remote healing on a girl that had fractured the C2 in her neck. It's like the second little bump down, I found out. But what I did was I did a body scan on her. So I remotely did a body scan on her, and I saw that was the problem, and she actually, that was the problem, and went in and healed the fractures in it.
Sure.
So, but I also used a tool that's called a multi-wave oscillator, which is, I don't know if y'all have ever heard of that, but it is the bomb. It is an energy boost. I mean, it puts you into the heavenly realm.
I'm sorry, but you can't say bomb. We're going to have the FBI here.
Good point. I think that's if I say airplane as well. Good point. So, yeah, we do a multitude of things. As you all know, Kurt and Bill, you know, we've done a lot of paranormal activity, how would you say it? Well, I mean, we've done exorcisms, we've done, EVPs, we've done not ghost hunting. See, they find us. It's not like we look for them, they find us.
Absolutely, they do.
You know, it's like we're a beacon and they just come to us.
The description I love to use for psychics is sort of like it's a radio station and a radio, and one has to be broadcast and one has to be tuning in. That's
right. To me, it's, you know, I know this might be a bad analogy, and forgive me, but it sounds like it's like a human hack shack.
That's good.
That's bad.
That is bad, but you got it.
I like to keep things kind of simple, I guess.
Still, yeah.
I wanted to ask about this. So you spoke with this lady on the phone, and then you were able to scan her body and identify her sore. And then,
yeah, what happened was I've never met her. Her brother contacted me and had asked me to do a scan on her to see what was going on with her. They did not tell me in advance, you know, that it was her neck or it was a C2. I didn't even know it was a C2. I just said the second bump down is I could see the it looked like it was almost like a piece of ice, you know, that has like cracks in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see and locate it. Basically, like, glows, if you will. Like, when I'm looking, like, I'm scanning her body, it sticks out. It just glows. I can't explain it exactly, but it was glowing. And so that's what I said. I said, there's something on the second bump, you know, on the spine, and it looks like, you know, ice. I explained what it looks like. It looks like hairline fractures. Basically, it was all confirmed, you know, what had transpired. So, yeah, I went in, you know, remotely and, you know, put my energy into that C2 and, like I kept rubbing it almost to get the cracks out. I can't explain it. Like almost,
well, the thing is energy, you know, as you guys know, can't be, you know, can be transferred from one form to another. And I think that's what she's saying.
Thank you, Gabby.
Yeah.
So that reminds me of, okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was just going to say, so the good news is that since she was 13 years old, she's had this neck issue, this neck problem. She goes to chiropractor, she goes, takes pain medication, on and on and on. And sure enough, today, around 1 Eastern, we were able to take care of her neck problem. And as of, you know, right now, as of today, all today was the first day that she has had relief from her neck since before it happened at 13.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. You know, it really is. It's mind-boggling. It's hard to believe, but it is the truth.
No, I have to play the devil's advocate, though. You know, I mean, what you're doing. You know, and a lot of people believe in that, but you know, then you're going to have the skeptics out there. How can yourself, you know, show or tell or explain, or is it just a matter of, you know, what each person believes? I mean, to change a skeptic's mind is really, really hard. I mean, they want, you know, actual proof and evidence.
Well, and we can get that. For example, another lady went to her regular doctor, but she had a not a holistic doctor, like an oncologist. She had cancer, and we were able to break the cancer up into smaller pieces into her blood that was measured as this was occurring. So yeah, it is measurable, and it is it's real, it's measurable, it's scientific. You know, you can do it. I was always a skeptic. Like if someone were to tell me like you could do something like that, I'd be like, yeah, right. I mean, that just sounds ridiculous. But honest to God, it's the truth. It happens, and I don't know why. I'm the first to admit I don't know why I'm able to do it. I don't know why Gabby's able to do it, but some reason we can. I don't know why.
So I want to know how did this guy find you? I mean, was it, do you know, like, was it word of mouth? Some, or he just looked you up? Or?
And he actually came from the I'm in Virginia, and there's the Monroe Institute. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Monroe Institute for remote viewing. It's one of the top, well, it is the top remote viewing school in the United States.
Haven't heard of it.
Okay, it's in Charlottesville, Virginia. Anyway, initially what happened was their son went missing, this couple, their son went missing, and Monroe contacted me to help them. So I called them. I found their son. He got him back safely. Then we became friends. Then they asked me to, this is over, you know, an 8-month period of time, you know, to go ahead and heal Michael, who is the husband, his sister. And that's how it transpired.
So tell us the story about this lost boy.
Oh, bless his heart. Well, I mean, I got contacted to, you know, to do a remote view on him to find him. And so, you know, I contacted, Sherry, who is, the boy's mother, and, basically I told her exactly what I was seeing. I see real time, it looks like, I would say, video feeds, like I'm seeing video feeds real time.
Okay.
So I can tell where he's at and what he's doing, and basically what happened was, he was you know, skateboarding, and he hit his head on the curb, you know, like knocked himself out.
Wow.
And he was back in an alley where he wasn't supposed to be, and nobody could find him, and they, you know, I don't blame them. I mean, if that happened to my child, I would jump the gun too, but because he wasn't missing for X amount of hours, the police wouldn't get involved, and they were very upset, as you can imagine. They could, you know, something was wrong, and so that's when they contacted the Monroe Institute, and they contacted me.
And what hour of the night did this remote viewing actually happen?
Well, that particular, I was contacted, thank goodness, at a normal hour. So, I don't know, probably between noon and 2 Eastern time, somewhere in there. And I was on the phone within 10 minutes with Sherry and Michael looking for their son.
I mean, God only knows if hours were to pass into the night and this poor boy's laying there and you know.
Well, exactly. I mean, it's so frightening. It's definitely afraid, you know, because the bottom line is, you know, because the police wouldn't do anything, you know, because he wasn't missing for 48 hours or whatever. I don't know the specific number. But the point is that the child, you know, could have frozen, someone could have taken it. I mean, anything could happen. He was knocked out, gone. You know, in fact, it was so bad that he had, when they found him, that he had to be taken to the hospital and have his I don't know what you call it, there was swelling in his brain, so they had to, like,
trauma.
You know, it turned out to be, it's an interesting story how I met them, and then that's how, they're starting a healing center in California, and have asked me to be on the team.
That's awesome.
No, isn't that something like how, you know, how they have that, you know, we had Nora I forget her last name, was Truscello, and the Edgar Casey Foundation? Is that
sort of the same thing, but she does it for people that are being haunted or how to, you know, and I think she goes on the psychological side too, but she also teaches us how to deal with the demons that might be bothering them.
Mm, yeah.
You know, there's been some abuse type things.
Oh, gosh. See, that scares me. That definitely scares me.
But so and for you, Gabby?
Yes.
So you're involved with, so you two guys hooked up, and then you're also a member of this institute down in Virginia?
No, actually I'm not. I worked on my own and with law enforcement for several years. Actually, I did a lot of work in Georgia.
And she found missing persons via remote viewing and did one case that I don't know if we're allowed to say on air, but was very, very successful. I mean, very, very CNN, you know.
You can tell the story without telling the names, you know.
Well, but what basically happens for me and on that particular case, the private investigator had contacted me because I was on a show that had psychic detectives on it, and they just called me, and I flew to Georgia, and I do everything. Mine's not so much in real time. Mine is normally either in the past or in the future, so that's why it works really well for Vivian and myself. But
exactly.
Basically what I do is I usually take something of someone's, a shirt or a shoe or a necklace, sit down with my EVP equipment, and I actually got the information from an EVP, so I made a Google map for them. Come home the next day, got the call the day after that her body was found within my little circle. So that was really interesting and, of course, for me, validating and made me feel
an awesome job.
I mean, you know, I did what I set out to do, so that was, you can't
bingo.
Beat that, you know? Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So you guys, that's great. You two guys are checks and balances for each other, you know?
Yeah, very much so.
When one can't do it, the other one can. So you kind of like.
Exactly.
The yin and the yang there, right?
The yin and the yang.
The yang.
We reached chi. Yes, we do.
So
psychic euphoria is what I call it.
Psychic euphoria. I like that.
Yeah.
Now I have a question. I have to turn back the clock. You know,
okay.
We're talking about all these, you know, these abilities that you guys have. But when did you notice? How did you realize that you had these abilities to share these abilities with everyone?
That's a great question.
You know, I think for me, I've had three near-death experiences in my life.
Wow.
So for me, it started at a super young age, and I'm talking 3 and 4. I can remember, you know, talking to people that were not there in
nice.
The real world, my grandfather, grandmother. And then just as I got older, you realize that you're not, quote, you know, what society would consider to be a normal, average, everyday teenager, that something else is going on because, you know, people are coming to you because they're hurt, or you're seeing people who have passed over, or you're
helping them cross over, not even knowing that you're doing it.
Right, right. Yeah, we've done a lot of that, but yeah, and then you know you realize in the world as you're going through it that, and it's not. I just have to say this: it's not that anyone is more gifted than the other person. I have a real problem with that. It's really not. It's just that a lot of people are more open-minded to be able to attune into mm-hmm. the natural energies that you have. So I just have
right.
to throw that out there. But yeah, so that's how it was for me. And of course, Vivian's was a little different.
Yeah, I did not know until recently, well, in the past few years, that I even had any of these gifts because I thought, I thought I was just normal and everyone had the same thing. You could see past, present, and future. When someone walked past you in Walmart, you could feel that they were a child molester or you could feel that they could done something wrong. I mean, it got to the point where I had to go to Walmart, you know, at night, late at night because, I was picking up too many people's energies. It started when I was 4. I was talking to God. Straight to God, and I didn't come from a religious background. My family unfortunately didn't take me to church or anything. I don't know how that occurred, but you know, I just had conversations with God, and then when my grandmother, when I was 13, my grandmother died. She came to visit me that night, and she kind of like came through me. She said my name twice, and then she was beautiful, flowing, gorgeous, and I don't know why I knew it was her because it didn't look like her, but she came like rushing through me almost slowly, not scary, but I mean it was scary at the same time. But anyway, she showed me a slice of heaven. She showed me that, she showed me another side, another realm, but more importantly is she gave me God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit without ever, and I do mean ever, questioning it. Because I saw it.
Wow.
And so my faith has never, I mean that, never wavered with God. Because not only did I speak to him as a child, but I saw it at 13. So, I didn't realize that, other things like, people, if you're left-handed and you don't realize you're left-handed until you're in, middle school or something, when people are like, hey, you're different, I thought everyone could hear voices. I thought everyone saw dead people. I thought everyone crossed people over. I just thought that's what they did. I mean, I honestly God did not know the difference. I did not know I was different.
And trust you me, we've had many of conversations.
Well, yeah, Gabby's my teacher. Love Gabby. Gabby's been my teacher for the last couple of years because, see, I honestly don't know anything. Like, I don't know what I can and can't do. Like Gabby would say, one day she said, do a body scan on me and see if, you see anything. And not knowing any better, like that was something super spectacular, I was like, okay, I don't know how to do one, but a body and scan makes sense. So I scanned her body, saw, that, it was probably too much information. One of her ovaries had a cyst on it, blah, blah, blah. And sure enough, it did. Sorry, Gabby. too much information. But the point was that, she stretches me. I don't know what I can and can't do. She'll just give it to me, and because I don't know it's special, I'll just do it.
Well, it's about, I think with people who are not in tune or know what they can do, I mean, to me, that's like taking a clop of putty and molding it. So that, to me, there's nothing, there's no limit. Being able to use the mind and function outside of what society would consider normal and being able to utilize that in helping other people. And that does mean with being able to heal. And let me just say, too, a healing in my mind and what I do does not necessarily mean that it's going to take an illness away. What it means is it will alleviate the illness or allow for a medical doctor to be able to see it better so that they can come in and do what they need to do to fix it. In conjunction, you should always continue to see a doctor. But
amen, yeah.
Spiritual healing is a whole other story, and that's like a spiritual exorcism, which is something that we provide.
Yeah, which is absolutely fantastic. If you haven't done one before, you need to do one because, you know, everybody has the need to be spiritually cleansed. And regardless of what religion, race, color, creed, anything, it doesn't matter who your God is. The bottom line is that you need to be cleansed in order to feel better, to actually live a better life. We provide the ability to live a better life is what we do, Gabby and I.
Well, taking control of it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's what I think when I go in to do something with somebody. It's not that we're giving them anything new or showing them something new. It's, I think, we're uncovering, we're taking the muck away, you know, like
right. You
take water and you filter it, you're filtering all the crap out of it, so that you can see through it, and that's the same
mm-hmm.
with anybody. I mean,
I think you guys need to start with Kurt, so that way his psychic sense, cleanse him, open up his psychic sense, and then you can work on me, because my chakra's
fucked up. No, actually, we
up.
Can. Just so
well, your third chakra is definitely messed up, my friend. You know that.
Yeah.
Oh, man, Bill.
By the way. but I'll hit that up for you tonight.
Ask and you shall receive. Tell. Is that what you said before the show started? Don't ask.
Absolutely. I tell it how it is. don't ask unless you want to know.
Explain. It's the head.
We have our own rules of don't ask. Don't
we
ask.
Do have our own rules.
All right. So explain the third chakra so I can. It's the head, the neck, and then the chest. Is that going from top to bottom? Is that what you mean?
Well, I usually start from the bottom going up, you know.
Okay.
But the top of the head, you know, is the crown chakra, which is where everything, you know, comes in, like your Holy Spirit comes in through your crown chakra. The bottom is the root chakra. It's located at your spine, and it's basically a ruby red color. And when that root chakra is clean, it's very sparkly with white lights. If it gets dirty, it looks like a dark red color. So what you need to do is you need to go in just on the first chakra, the root chakra, which consists of like finances, career, home, possessions, you know, like monetary things. And if you have an obsession with those things, which I do, so I work on my first chakra all the time, you know, you go in and basically you cleanse out that until it gets ruby red again and it's spinning. It spins in a clockwise motion. And get all the dirt off of it, get it all cleansed out, push it down into the earth, ask Holy Spirit to cleanse it, fill it with white light, and, you know, just hit it up, you know, and then you move on to the second one. And then the third, and all the way up to the top of the crown of your head, which is your crown chakra. You got the sacral, you know, you
so
got all of them.
I guess I'm not real familiar with the positionings of the chakras, but I did have somebody do Reiki on me, and she said,
nice.
She said that, I guess where my chest would be, I think, was clogged up. I'm not sure.
Your heart chakra?
Maybe, yeah. She said something there.
Yeah.
And that can, you know, the heart chakra consists of, you know, forgiveness or being able to not forgive, you know, more so. It also has a lot to do with intuition or divine guidance that comes through the physical or emotional feelings and the clairsentience right there in the heart chakra. And, you know, if it's clogged up, sometimes there's codependency, dysfunctional relationships, addictions, obsessions, et cetera, like that.
So what you were saying, my third was clogged. So what's that mean?
I'm saying that, do you really want to know?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm getting that. I'm seeing that your third chakra is it's a little, it's dirty, is what it is, and it's slow spinning. It's not an emerald green bright color. It's very slow. I see that you have there is someone in your family that you have a hard time forgiving, and I'm almost getting the person's deceased. Like it's almost like the person's deceased, and you still don't forgive them. And because of that unforgiveness, what I'm seeing is that your chakra is dirty and slow. You need to find forgiveness within yourself as well as this particular person. I'm getting as a gentleman, you know, like maybe 42, 43 years old.
Oops. Drop something.
That was your cup of tea because you're in shock.
How was that?
Yeah, right. The coffee cup fell out of my hand. I think you're close on some of the things, very close, and I understand what you're saying.
Good. And so you need to work on that. And one of the things that you can do is, first of all, I'll work on that for you tonight. I'll work on all your chakras for you tonight. I'll run down through them and clean them out.
Well,
but I'll really work on that third chakra for you.
Right.
And you need to find forgiveness within yourself because that's what's really clogging it.
Right.
Awesome.
Yeah.
If you really want to know.
And start tomorrow when he's asleep, just waking up, I would think.
Yeah.
Wow, Bill.
So.
Yeah, I'll hit you up, Bill. You're going to feel like a new man tomorrow.
Kurt, you know, all you got to do is ask and you'll receive.
I'm scared to ask about myself. I think all my chakras.
So it's your psychic sense, too, and it'll open you up and make you more in tune with everything around you. And
I guarantee all my chakras are probably dirty.
No.
They are. I'm going to hit you up too, my friend. Gabby and I are going to cleanse both y'all's chakras, and you'll have to let us know tomorrow how you're feeling, because I guarantee there will be a little bounce in your step.
Well, I'll know for sure, because today was a rough day for me, because, you know, I was up till 6 a.m. editing this video, and then I was, you know, being tired gets in my head, you know, and so we'll know tomorrow. I'm really excited about that, and you know, because you did make me drop something. I was holding a little fingernail paper, and I was like, "Oh,
nice! I dig that."
So that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just, you know, both Gabby and I are just really, really, truly grateful for the gifts that our God, has given us. I mean, but I'm basically just a. I'm a tool. I hate to say it. I'm a tool, you know, but I am. I am a tool.
I do have a question for Gabby.
Okay. I was going to ask Bill. I was going to ask. Okay, I'll wait.
You have to wait because if you want your chakras cleared, you got to speak up sooner. No, just kidding. So when you met Vivian, and after you guys got to know each other, and you said, "Well, do a body scan on me." What made you know that you would have that ability, or were you just going through? Let me try this. Let me try that.
Good question. Actually, I had been praying a long time to have someone kind of come into my life that I could work with. I was very tired and just kind of knew, and I don't know how I knew, but I just kind of knew there was, you know, somebody that would come to me and we would be able to work together and do the things that I had been doing, that I'd be able to have a partner and be able to share that with. And so when her and I started talking, the more you get to know me, the more you realize that a lot of my stuff, I don't necessarily contribute it to being psychic. It's more of what, you know, I feel like the Holy Spirit or God gives to me because
exactly,
you know, they play a big part in my life. And so I was praying for about 6 months. So what I was doing to her was giving her little tests. When she would call me, we would start talking, and I would say something that would hit on her, and then she would get upset because, as you can imagine, you know, if they're giving it to me, it's probably something that needs to be dealt with. So we did that for a while, and then I started testing
that's like
her.
That's like a direct button push, right?
That's right.
Bingo.
And then what I did was just started seeing where her skill level was or exactly, you know, what we needed to work on so we could get her into the mindset to be able to do this because this is a very tough, tough job. And she hit it right away, and then we started on the mediumship, and she did really well with that, clairvoyance, learning to heal. It just kind of fell through. So I have to say that I am a very happy teacher per se right now because she is an amazing, amazing person, and I'm just very lucky to have her in my life.
I just have to say that she's unlike any other, you know, student like the Grasshopper. Do you remember that movie show?
Yeah. The Grasshopper.
She talks way too much than the master. Anyway, just kidding, but
Yeah. No, I mean, it really is kind of like that.
Yeah.
You know, the way we look at things, or the way that I look at things in our business is, you know, I'm here to do basically one thing. And I don't take a step without consulting with her because, you know, I put all my faith in her as far as, you know, where I need to go and what I need to be doing at that time. So it really is, she is a major, major part, player in this whole field. And, again, I feel very blessed because let me tell you, guys, I was getting beat down. I couldn't do it on my own anymore.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. That's awesome that you guys were able to make that connection and continue through, because now you're still in the same company, but you're away. You know, you're not face-to-face.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And thank you, Gabby, for that. I mean, truly, I really did not know anything, and Gabby has truly, truly shown me so many different things, taught me so many different things. Let me know that the unbelievable is believable, that the things that nobody can do, you can do. You know, just try it. You know, it's been fascinating with her. And I honestly can say if it were for Gabby, you know, I would have no idea of the skill set that I have. None. Zero.
Okay.
That's awesome.
I appreciate it. I'll do it for anybody.
And she would,
too. Take that back. Let me take that back. Anybody?
Especially you, Curtinville.
Yeah.
I do wish I was more in tune, you know, but I think, the lady that did Reiki on me said the same thing. She said, you need to clear up these things because,
yeah,
you know, having your chakras, that's the first, and then, you know, you can't, you know, it's limiting, right?
That would mean.
It is.
Soul exorcism, seriously.
You do. You really do. You need a soul exorcism. As scary as that sounds, it's nothing more than Gabby or I or both of us going in and basically running down from head to toe, cleansing your whole entire body, getting rid of things. And Gabby is like,
yeah,
really super good at intricacy.
Right. And the reason why we call it a soul exorcism is, I'll tell you, it's not because you have demons from hell in your soul. That is not
right.
What it
means. That is not it.
What it means is, I believe that we're all born pure. Our souls are pure, our minds are pure, and of course our bodies are pure. And then as we go through life, there's toxins that come into play, negative thinking processes. We have problems with family, which of course, you know, put us in a whirlwind of negative thoughts about ourselves. And basically, what that means to me is, anything that is not supposed to be in the body, mind, or soul, to me, it would be considered a demon and needs to be exorcised. And so
it's a foreign object that is doing harm to you.
Right. So we always start with a good, what would I call it, a detox, and you will.
Yeah. Oh, and she can do detoxes.
But
good Lord.
But, yeah,
just like park yourself next to the bathroom. It's just not pretty.
Better.
But it works. Oh, my God. She's amazing.
Yeah. So that's good.
As you were talking about that, the pureness gets whatever. I forget how you phrased it. But I was thinking, actually, of a song, and it was Pink Floyd, The Brick in the Wall, you know, because
as
one comes in, the other, and then they kind of get stuck, you know. These bricks compile, and you put up your own wall against everything because all these evils are there.
Right.
Well, yeah, and that's exactly what happens. I mean, if you're having fear, you know, fear of something, you know, that's because of over a long period of time, you know, you were conditioned as a child, and then you as adulthood, and then you didn't get to go to the prom, you know, and then, I mean, all these different things, you know, they all add up, and they add like it's almost like doing an angioplast in your system, you know, because there is just crud all inside of you, and we've got to get it out.
That's
you got to get it out. It is.
I'm willing.
Right.
Kurt,
nice.
Are you willing?
I'm always willing.
No, he
nice.
Sounds like shit. It sounds like bullshit to me, but.
Nice. I love it. And you know what the best part is? Is that we do not condemn nor deny that, you know, people think it's absolutely insane. And what's amazing is that after we do it to skeptics, it's like, oh my gosh. I mean, love it. Love skeptics because, you know, I was a skeptic and, I understand the mindset of that. And when something happens and you can truly see it, touch it, feel it, you know, it happens to you specifically, then you're a believer. And that's just one more believer for God.
Right.
And
well,
that rocks.
I'm a very strong believer, you know. I'm not a skeptic of sorts. I am a skeptic of some things, but not to God and some other things.
Right. Well, that's important.
So I'm primed for picking is what I'm saying.
I'm glad to hear you say that.
Huh?
Actually, it's very healthy to have a skeptical mind.
Oh, yeah.
To a certain degree, because I think the mind is a wonderful, wonderful tool for us. And when you go into something and you have doubt, and then you experience it, be it what we're talking about, be it God, or whatever the case is, once you make that direct connection.
Connect, yeah.
And you have that experience, you know, that is the most beautiful thing. I mean, it's
Amen.
The best gift that we can have in this world other than our children, our family, and, of course, our God. But, yeah, so I'm happy to talk to
you. You just set up another show for you guys. And
nice.
The show would be Kurt the Skeptic gets exorcism, his soul exercise.
Oh, I like that. That's a great idea. We're game for that.
What I'm, you know what I've been wanting to do really bad is I've been wanting to do a soul exorcism as well as a real exorcism, and we want to videotape it.
Yeah.
Because I want to be able to use that to teach other people, because I think that in this day and age, you know, people really need that. They need...
Well, yeah.
They need to know that, you know, not everything.
So is that something you would do a remote, like videotape the subject, I guess we would call them?
Absolutely.
The person?
Mm-hmm.
And you guys would do it remote?
Oh, yeah. Well, we'd do it remote or hands-on, either one.
I would much rather do a real exorcism.
Hands-on.
Because it can get to be dangerous, and then if there's a dangerous situation, we need to call the paramedics or a priest.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the soul. I'm talking about the soul exorcism.
Yeah, we can do that all day and not anywhere. Yeah.
Doing what? I missed that part.
We can do it all day and not anywhere. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did an exorcism, what was it, like a month ago or something, Gabby?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this particular entity was very, very powerful, very nasty, and, you know, we get called a lot of names, you know, and you just have to know what the source is and just ignore it and keep at it until they leave. It's not for the faint-hearted.
No, it's definitely not.
But because I think... I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, no worries. I did it again. All I was going to say was that because I know God and I know Him, and I'm not saying that I am not a sinner. Lord knows that I am a sinner, and I'm trying to get better every day. But, you know, because I am so close to God, I know that I'm protected and that it's okay to go into an exorcism, because bottom line is, you know, God already won in Revelations, and it's been set in stone. So I feel very confident and then some with it.
Yeah, amen to that. But I also have to say, too, just my two cents on it, is that I believe that we have these experiences in life so that we can become closer to God.
Amen. Nicely said. Yes, absolutely.
Anything you go through life is a test and a lesson, and it's just about learning the lesson and dealing with the consequences
absolutely.
And the reward.
And the reality of the situation is, you know, if you know, most people have their come to Jesus moments, you know, when their life is crap, you know, they've lost their job, they've lost their wife, they've lost the home, they've lost the kids, you know, and they're down on their knees saying, why, God, why is this so horrible? You know, what happened? Well, if you back up and you're with God the whole time, He'll be telling you, you know, don't do this, don't go this route, don't do that. And statistically speaking, your chances of a collapse in your life to that extent is highly diminished, because you're already on the right team. It's not when it's happened, it's when it hasn't happened. It's a prophylactic.
Well, it's about having
and yes, I did
faith
mm-hmm.
in your life every day, not just when you feel you need it.
Amen.
That's what that is. And I think that
yeah,
a lot of times, you know, we have been so
programmed throughout our lives to do certain things and act a certain way, when not Absolutely. Everybody's spiritual journey or spiritual right. lessons are the same. And I think that that is one of the major key points in realizing what is it that you have to learn or what is it that you're seeking, mm-hmm. and just because it feels out of the realm of what you were taught, it's okay to ask questions. It's okay to,
exactly.
to search for your spiritual
Truth.
Self and your God outside of the normal boundaries. And
exactly, because we'd rather see, you know, and I'm not picking on. I don't pick on any religion. I respect them all. But, you know, a Catholic, raised Catholic, or like me, you know, Episcopalian, but not raised in that environment, but baptized Episcopalian, you know, it's not a matter of what religion it is. It's a matter of, you know, it's a matter of knowing that just because you were Catholic or just because you're Episcopalian or whatever, you can still try other things. You can still learn other things, and you can still gather information about other things, because the bottom line is the more information is power. And if you have information on different things that work for you, you become closer to God, therefore you have a better relationship. And just because it doesn't fit into a cookie cutter for Catholicism or for Lutheran or for Hinduism or whatever it may be, that does not mean it's wrong. It's
right.
between you and God. Yeah. It's totally between you and God. Amen.
I have a question for you. Now, you guys said before the show or not, I forget, that anyone's God, not necessarily you would respect anyone's God, meaning
absolutely.
You know what I'm asking?
Well yeah, yeah, like yeah, like even like I am so not into Wiccan or witch stuff or any weird stuff. I shouldn't say weird stuff, everyone has, you know, but I'm not into that. But the bottom line is, and that's a great question, bottom line is that all source goes to the same source, main source, and that main source is, you know, your God. So whether you call it Buddha or God or me or I am or, you know, whatever, it's all the same God.
Right. Well, and that goes right back. I mean, I can't think of the book itself, but in the Bible it says, you know, do not worship any other gods above me, which makes me think there are other gods.
Exodus,
for
I think.
For me, it's okay if you're Wiccan or if you're, you know,
absolutely
Buddhism, if you believe in Buddhism, it's all the same thing.
It's
about believing in a source higher than yourself.
Amen,
and trusting that there is something beyond this world that loves you, cares for you, and there is a purpose in this life for you. Because it
yes.
seems to me like as these years have gone on, I mean, I've been doing this for like 17 years now, and one of the main questions that I get is, what is my purpose here?
Yeah.
People are not realizing that the real true purpose is to find faith and peace in your heart and live the best way that you know how. That doesn't mean you have to go to church on Sunday and Wednesdays and, you know, all of your sins are forgiven. It means when
right.
you commit a sin, acknowledge it, ask for forgiveness, and don't commit the sin again.
Right.
You know,
well,
if you had a problem, get help. You know, that's that simple.
I agree with you 100%, Gabby, and I think the simple message would be just be a good person and do the right thing. I mean, that's 99% of it, I would think.
Yeah, it's doing the next right thing.
Right.
And if you don't know the next step, ask God. If you've never done that before, try it.
Right.
You'll be very surprised. That's quiet whisper. That quiet whisper at night that tells you and fills your soul either with sorrow that you're lonely for a partner, or that you've done a bad thing, that you stole the pen from work or whatever it may be. That is God. You know, that's God talking to you.
Vivian,
you can listen.
Read my mind about that pen, you know.
I know you put that pen back. You put that pen back, klepto.
I gave it away.
Klepto here. Yeah, yeah, but you know what? Name it, claim it, and ask for forgiveness, little klepto.
Well, and the thing is, you know, and this is what blows my mind all the time, and, you know, Vivian and I, we have customers who were
sex trade workers. We have customers.
Yeah.
You know, priests and preachers. And it, to me, listening to their issues and trying to find peace within themselves, it all comes from the same place.
Amen. You know, exactly.
You know, I guess it really doesn't matter what your sin is, because there is redemption, and the redemption is peace within yourself. You know,
and define that peace. Yeah.
Yes, and making that peace and making your life and your spirituality simple, because it really is a very simple process, and all it is blind faith. That's
nice.
The process. It's just having
nice.
that you know, you can get the answers from your source, and that you're a good
directly.
Person. Right, and that you're a good person, and you will make mistakes, and those mistakes can be redeemed, and it doesn't matter what the mistake is, because you're only human. You know, there's nobody here on this earth that is above and beyond sin. Lord knows.
Yeah, and Gabby wrote a great book. What is it called?
No Matter What the Sin.
No Matter What the Sin. It is awesome book. Awesome book. No Matter What the Sin. And that's the bottom line, is no matter what your sin, whether it be a sex trade worker, whether it be a priest, you know, whether it be, you know, whatever it may be, it's irrelevant. It's, we're all sinners. We're all sinners. We're born into sin. However, what you do with that sin is your choice, your free will. Find God. Find your God. Find him now or her.
Yeah, and I have one other thing. Do we have time?
Sure.
Okay, I wanted to say something. I had a lady who had come to us, and she felt like she was just the worst person in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she was, can I say it? Okay, she was addicted to prescription drugs. She had lost everything that she had. You know, she had a...
And she was a stalker mom. Like, this isn't like, not that it matters whether you're from the streets or from the suburbs. She was still addicted to this prescription drug.
Right, that a doctor continued to give her. But anyway, the point of the story is, you know, to me, those are the most precious energies that you can find, because those types of people, the people who are subject to their surroundings and feel like they've been beat down,
right.
The thing is, they're really the most precious souls, because they're the souls that are actually closest to their source. They just can't see it. And so I guess what I want to say is to everybody out there, again, no matter what you've done, no matter what you think you've done,
right.
There really is peace, and there's the calmness of being a good person, and, you know, find that and deal with that. And it really does start, believe it or not, everybody thinks that your heart chakra is the closest to God. It's really not. It's the brain. The brain is the closest thing that we have to God, because God is in our brain. It's in our DNA. We were born with God or our source within us. So utilizing that and learning how to pray, you know, you can't just fall to your knees and say, God, help me. There are specific things that you have to learn to do and ways to say it, because verbiage is everything and intent is everything. So I guess my point to the story is, it doesn't really matter what you feel, what type of person you think you are, because you really are a good person. That's what you're meant to be.
I had a strange analogy when you were talking earlier about dealing with these issues that people hold tight or whatever. But it was sort of the Catholic confessional, like people would go to confession to help sins. And this is sort of like the same thing, but looking into yourself, I guess, you know, looking into things that you did.
Very, very much so.
Yeah.
Because God gives you that ability to do that. You just have to reach out and you have to claim it.
Right.
You know, you have to claim that. God has given that to you. It's very precious. Go directly to God and ask him. Ask him.
Right. And that's the thing, too, that Vivian and I try to stretch when we do lectures and so forth, is that you don't have to go to someone else to be close to God, because he's with you. He's in you.
He's within you.
Around you. And all you have to do is ask and be quiet.
Ooh, yes.
It's just
be
like
quiet. Yeah.
Ask your question and to be quiet because the answer will come. It may not be what you want to hear. It may
right.
not be what you thought it was going to be. But I can promise you, if you get an answer, whether you think you're psychic or not, because trust you me, folks, it does not take a psychic to
exactly.
hear God's word. It does not take a psychic to hear what you need to hear. And even if you don't like the answer,
right.
try it. I promise you will learn something about yourself and you will learn something about God that you never thought could be possible, and that is you are the direct link. You don't have to
Bingo.
Have AT&T to call God.
Nice.
You know?
Exactly. Exactly. Just ask. Just do it. Just ask.
Yes, this is the operator. Your call has been... No, just joking.
Right?
You've been denied, click.
Yeah, that would be a bummer.
But you know what, Bill?
What?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm a sir now. You know, Bill got kind of like a shock or reading. Maybe they could see what's up with me.
You asked?
Are you asking? Because
yes.
God knows we'll tell.
I'm asking.
Gabby, you want to take it or are you going to do it?
Not too often that
I... Together. Just, what's your name? Say your name for me.
It's Kurt, K-U-R-T, Smith.
Uh-huh. And are you wanting a chakra reading or are you just wanting a little tidbit?
Do both. Give them the works.
Okay.
The works.
You know, like when you go to the car wash and it's $5.95.
Right. Right. Okay.
Do you want that like special spray on the wheels?
Yeah, he gets a special spray and the shine.
I want
the detail.
I want to see the skeptic drop something.
Nice.
Drop something. Okay, let me see. You know, actually, just kind of scanning you, I don't think you're quite the skeptic as you think you are. I feel like there are things that have happened, but it doesn't feel necessarily in the immediate because you do look a little closed. Your lateral cortex is shut off just a little bit. So that would tell me that you've shut down that part of whatever has happened. I also feel like, and please don't get mad at me because I am saying this on the radio, but I feel like you don't feel 100% complete. And it does feel like it's not just in your day-to-day life, but it's more like business and they're saying money. So business stuff, like you.
It's like there's been ice built around your heart, and as that ice has continually. I mean, don't get me wrong, you're a very lovely person, there's no doubt about that, but there is build-up plaque around your heart. You've been hurt very badly over and over and over again until now you've numbed out. And so you've numbed out your area, your in every sense, and what you need to do is reconnect with being alive, whether it be, you know, the smell of a flower or the beauty of a lit candle. You know, it is a matter of coming back to life because you have numbed out.
Right. Yeah, you're definitely a little shut down. And I don't so much see the ice part because I think you're a very good person. I think that
you're definitely a very good person.
You know, step out and do what you can for other people.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like there is, I just don't think you're as a skeptic as you think you are. I think that there, something has happened in your life that
mm-hmm.
kind of opened your eyes, and then you shut down because you either did not want to believe it, or you know, it goes right back to somebody telling you that it wasn't real. And I think that's kind of why you're...
That's what I'm getting to, Gabby. Yeah. That someone told you that, you know, you saw something as a child or, you know, a young adult, and someone shut that image down saying that was a no-no or against something or, you know, it was not to be spoken of or whatever it may be. And then you turn the other way, being a skeptic because there's nothing wrong with. However, I find that your energy, you actually have psychic abilities that are untapped.
Well, I would say they're more tapped than he thinks because they're running about a 7 octane level to me.
There you go.
So that's, to me, that's...
So reach in and grab hold of it. Try different things, because you're capable of doing them, Kirk. You are. You just have lost that, you've lost the want, of, how can I say it? You've been beat down for so long that you don't want to try again. You got to get back up and try again. That's what I'm trying to say.
You know, and Bill knows that I definitely will, definitely. I'm always a go-getter. I'm a trier.
Oh, you are. Amen. Absolutely. And you've got an incredible heart. You've got excellent energy around you. Just truly, you think of others before yourself. You've got all of these positive attributes. Gabby and I don't mean to just come in at you and start, you know, tearing you up one side and down the other. The bottom line is that you're truly a good, good soul.
Right. Well, you're a conductor, just so you know.
Yeah, you are a conductor.
And something about, there's a boy around you. I don't know why this energy is hanging on to you, but just so you know, there is a child, a boy.
Jacob.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not really picking up the name, but there's a boy that is around you, just so you know.
So hopefully the next child that we have will be a boy.
Probably
Jacob.
So. And just so you know, well, I don't even want to say that. Never mind. But, yeah, I would say
I know what you were going to say. and it's a good thing. Don't say that. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's
yeah. See, Gabby and I don't even have to like communicate. We just know. Like, we'll just say yeah, and we're on it. So
but there will be some home remodeling going on.
I hope so.
Yeah, there will be. Just so you know. Mhm.
And I'm supposed to be telling you, Kurt, that there is an answer to what you're seeking right now. That answer is within yourself, but, you know, to find it, to find that, it's almost like you're looking for something like, I just want to say career-wise. You know, there's something career-wise that you're searching for. You want to start some sort of business, some sort of something, and there's fear involved in it. There's monetary costs. You're a very logical person. And if you step out in faith, you will do very, very well. FYI.
Ka-ching, ka-ching.
Ka-ching.
Absolutely.
Very interesting. That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So you still a skeptic? We'll just keep working on you.
Like Native American ties. And that is like... I don't know why I keep seeing that, but there's like Native American ties to you and this child.
Hmm, that's...
Little boy. So I don't know if that's you or your wife, but it's definitely kind of tied in. I don't know why that's important for you. I don't like to do these readings over the radio, but yeah,
Because you know, definitely, we have a daughter right now.
Yeah.
She just turned one on Saturday.
Oh, congratulations!
So we're, you know, the next child we have, hopefully we have a boy. That's my.
And his name will be Jacob.
I'm going to step out and say that I think you will.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's probably, well, I'm not going to say surprise because you're already thinking about it, but I, you know. If you're not ready for one now, take the precautions necessary because it's like attached to you, and he's ready.
Yep.
Sure. We're gonna wait for the right. I mean, we just had our daughter. We're gonna wait maybe another year or two.
Smart.
Nice.
Smart. Well, you know, like I said, take precautions because those little guys can sneak up on you.
Absolutely.
So Kurt. You have been forewarned, so when you say in 2 months, oh, we got a boy coming.
Nice.
That's how I read that. But.
We love babies. Babies are good.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm.
They're awesome. It's amazing watching them grow up.
Oh, absolutely.
It is. It's absolutely amazing. It's really a blessing.
I have a question, and we're going to kind of wind down here because we went OT. But so do you guys charge for your services?
Great question.
It's a hard question.
For most.
Yeah.
We don't charge for, like, the soul exorcisms. We don't charge for most healings. Now, if you're just coming to us because you're wanting to feel better and there's nothing major wrong, then we won't, you know, charge to do that.
We don't charge for remote viewing for lost, you know, children, adults, anything like that.
Yeah.
We don't charge for that.
The only
thing
we charge for really is a reading. If somebody comes to us, or if somebody's wanting us to come out to do a lecture or a seminar,
exactly,
or for classes, we charge, but
so,
not for the...
Let me recap. Let me digest that and spit it back out. It basically says if somebody's really in need, you're not charging to help them.
You got it. Bingo. Yeah. Yeah, because that's just not what we're about. It's just not what we're about.
Right.
Period. So if someone is in need, we will help them no matter what.
But if they call us because their boyfriend won't leave their wife, and they're going to get charged. We will charge
them. Yeah.
You call because you lost your husband or you lost a child or whatever the case is, then we will take our time to counsel you, to spiritually counsel you, and we will not charge for that.
That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't believe in that.
What do you think about that?
That's great.
That is awesome.
So we're going to...
It's a gift. It's from God.
I really enjoyed the show. If you ever need somebody to videotape this exorcism, and it's in
Virginia,
I will drive.
Well, maybe we should do one on the one of you, and the other one should videotape it.
Well, no.
He's
in Ohio, and I'm in Philly, but...
Ooh, Ohio. Come on, Bill. I'm not in Ohio.
Well, you know, we can do the Skype thing.
There you go.
They have group video now on Skype.
Thing.
Yeah.
Group Skype.
I exorcisms over Skype, I see nothing wrong with.
Takes Skype to a whole new level.
It, you know what? It really would. I say we do it. We'll set it up. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to try that, definitely.
Set up a camera and you could, you know, videotape myself.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you wanted to videotape yourself, we could definitely do it.
Yeah, you just have to keep logs because it usually occurs over about a 72-hour time frame.
Mm-hmm.
So you have 72 hours from the time that you start until all of the energy is in place and you're feeling it. Although you usually start to detox in about 5 hours from the time.
Yeah, so don't go far away from home.
have much toilet.
Yeah, don't do it around the wife's birthday or an anniversary.
Exactly. A special event, don't detox.
Yeah, no.
Man, you know, and this show's it's been a great show. Just listening, you know, I've been kind of quiet tonight, but just listening, it's like wow.
Well, thank
you. Guys have a lot of information to, you know, and a great gift to help other people out in this world, and it's awesome.
Aww.
Well, thank you.
We appreciate that.
We do, and we really appreciate you having us on, and you know, we really appreciate your time, and we thank your listeners, and we're very grateful.
You know, we're definitely going to have you guys back on down the road, definitely.
Oh, we're totally game. You just call us up, let us know, and we'll be there.
Before you go, you have to give out your website again, soon to be revamped back to.
Exactly. It's www.biosynchealing.com. biosynchealing.com. Be there or be square.
Uh-oh. Bill, you better be there.
Yeah, I know, because God forbid be square.
and we don't forget, Bill, you know, you forgot one important thing, too.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We always allow the guests at the end of the show to give shout-outs to whoever they want.
Oh, that's so nice.
I would like to give a shout-out to my sister.
Yeah.
I would love to give a shout-out to her and tell her we're thinking about her and love her. And
I'd like to give a shout-out to my mother, who is not... fully aware of what I'm doing.
Well, maybe she
now.
Maybe she give
is
her
now.
A healing and a reading next time and scare her.
Well, I work on her all the time. She just doesn't know it.
I was wondering, you know, during the show, like maybe 20 minutes ago, I felt a lot of temple pressure and some pressure on my neck, and I was like, this
nice.
Is... Oh, what are these girls doing?
Exactly. We're just scanning you, just reading you. Just a little read. It didn't hurt, did it?
All right, who pinched my ass?
No, not really.
Gabby, stop doing that.
I can't help myself sometimes.
But, yeah, it was fun. It was a great show, lots of information, and I can't wait to, I always go back and listen to it.
Great. Well, let us know, and you guys keep in touch, please.
Definitely.
Absolutely, and thank you again so much for having us on.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure you'll be hearing from me in about a half hour with the link to the podcast. Cause
okay.
It's just a quick,
oh, fantastic.
A quick edit, and up to Podomatic it goes.
Yay.
Pod, it does.
Well, I appreciate
fantastic.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
and
I had
fun. It's been a great service.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Kurt. Thanks, Bill.
You guys have a good night.
You too, now.
Blessings, and I will be working on y'all chakras tonight.
I appreciate that.
So hit me up tomorrow. Let me know how you're feeling.
I will.
All right.
I will, too, I promise.
Very good.
All righty.
All right.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bill, you still here? Bill?
Yeah.
Bill. Hey, we had Lex come in from the chat room. Hey, Lex, how's it going? That's Lex Wall from Anything Ghost. Unfortunately, he has gotten a cold from the cold weather in California, unfortunately, so we had no Lex Wall tonight, but that's okay, though. We need him to get better so we can have Lex next week. Hopefully his voice gets better. I'm going to send him a case of throat lozenges.
Or you can do some remote healing to help him, too.
I will try, but I can't guarantee it's going
to
work.
She works in strange ways, but you have to focus on it and try. That's what they said, right?
Yes.
But it was a good show, really.
It was great. I mean, it's always great to get different topics, you know, and that's what I try to do is try to book different guests, you know.
And what these ladies do is actually right up the line of the paranormal, believe it or not.
Yes,
I mean,
because yes.
It's psychic, it's they're able to do these things, and it's awesome.
You betcha it is. But do you know who we have next week?
Oh, I don't know. I'm afraid to look. Let me click away.
I'll tell you.
Oh, you just tell me, yeah.
Are you ready for NASA conspiracies?
Oh, no.
With Nick Redfern.
Oh, no. NASA conspiracies.
So, like
so we're going to dwell into the domain of the UFOs.
UFOs, the moon landings, you know, that picture on Mars, you know, cities on Mars. It's going to be all kinds of conspiracies.
Send you any pictures? I have to go look at his website, I guess, because I know about the whole moon setup thing, but not the Mars city picture.
We touched the moon conspiracy with, who did we have? Who did we talk? I can't remember. We talked about that a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. But I remember that. And there's been shows on it, too. That's my favorite media to learn anything, so...
Don't forget to all our podcast listeners out there, join us live every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on the Paranormal Radio Online Network. Don't forget, you can also catch the stream over at PPRN, and you know, hopefully you can check us out live. That'd be awesome if we get some podcast listeners to come check us out live. We'd love to, you know. Like tonight, the contest was who was, other than myself and Bill, the first person to pop in the chat won last week's contest. So Lori won the book.
Awesome, Lori.
The influence.
See, if Lex was just here sooner, he would have won, too.
Yeah.
Or he could have won. Anyway.
And you should have the DVD of the PAR radio soon. It didn't get sent out till Saturday. I thought I sent it out earlier.
And I've been waiting and thinking, how do you send this? By slow boat from...
I sent it around the world a couple times before it got to you. But, you know. But, yeah, I mean... Slots are filling up, too, for PIR Radio, you know? I mean, we're booked all the way through almost the end of May.
Wow. It's amazing.
We got some great shows lined up, too. Can't wait. But do you have any shout-outs before we want to get off the air?
Just to Lori for all her support and helping me make the video on Saturday and being in it and teaching me everything she knew, everything that I know. You know, it's just awesome. And, you know, the stuff that we do is pretty cool.
It is. It was a pretty good video. And Lori, you did not look bad. You looked fine.
Yeah, she thought she looked bad, but...
Chicka chicka bow wow.
She thinks they look bad until they have some Hollywood hair dye or something. I don't know.
I would look bad because of my bald ass.
There was a Seinfeld was on, and they go to arrest this bald guy's in George's apartment, and they go to arrest him, and they say, "You're bald, you're him. You're George Costanza or whoever he is." You know, yank him out of this guy. And he's like, "I'm not." So be careful, Kurt.
I will, I promise. But we need to get off the air here so we can get the podcast up. And do you have anything else before we go?
That's it. Until next week, keep it paranormal.
And hopefully Vivian and Gabby got their paranormal radio experience with PIR on the PRO network. Keep it paranormal. Good night, everyone. We'll see you next week with Nick Redfern with NASA Conspiracies.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to PIR Radio. Come back every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on the ASPRN Radio Network and the PRO Radio Network to get the very best in paranormal radio on the Internet. Please visit our website at www.pirradio.com. PIR Radio is sponsored by the Peach State Paranormal Radio Network and www.hauntedchain.com.